This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The star of the day, if you're asking who will it be, it is Michael J. Harrison.
I don't know what your middle initial really is.
You're thinking of Michael J. Fox. I'm Michael S. Harrison.
Michael S. Harrison.
That's right. My middle name is
Stanley.
No, actually, my middle name is Stephen.
Is it?
Yes.
Michael Stephen
Harrison.
I know that about you.
Yeah, no, I know the truth.
And, I do.
Here
the
I am.
Whole truth and nothing but the truth. Harrison and Stephen. Sounds like a morning show. Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine to go through the stories this week, the top 10 stories, according to the research the folks at Talkers have done, and the people list as well. This has a little more variety. We're getting into a little more variety now that COVID is on the wane. Michael, you want to go through the list?
Yes, COVID is over. We're all healthy and happy and running around mask-free.
Yay!
Without a care in the world.
That's
the
right.
Economy is booming, and our lives are back to that wonderful thing called normal. Oh, to be normal again, whatever that ever meant. Okay, let's go. Number 10, the movie theaters have attempted to open, and there are changes in the entertainment industry that people are talking about, because they're technological, and thus they affect our habits and sociology. Very interesting indeed. And number 9, also habits and things of that nature, is psychology and personal relationships at number 9. At number 8, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and the Middle East. At number 7, Hurricane Laura, California wildfires, and climate change. At number 6, the economy, business reopening woes, and tech billionaires thriving. We'll talk about that. At number 5, schools and campus reopening problems. At number 4, healthcare, meds, masks, and the CDC testing flap. COVID-19 stats and projections are the number 3 thing. At number 2, race relations, urban violence, suburban housing controversy, and the brief NBA demonstration where they didn't play for a couple of days to show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. And at number 1, we had the RNC, which is short for Republican National Convention, the presidential race, the USPS controversy, that's the United States Postal Service, and the defunding police controversy, all bunched up under politics and the presidency and number 1. On our people survey, the Russian opposition to Vladimir Putin, who was poisoned, Alexei Navalny, at number 10.
Putin got poisoned?
Not Putin. Putin is the poisoner.
Ah.
Or allegedly. I don't want to.
No, we would never suspect him of doing anything like
that. No, I don't want to besmirch the reputation of our friend.
No.
At number 9, Jeff Bezos. Struggling young working
ka-ching.
Man. $200 billion.
You know, this is
I could live thing. On $90 billion.
Oh, yeah. Listen, his wife, you know, his wife made a big thing when they got divorced last year. She got $38 billion,
yeah.
And he's already made up for it, and his wealth has gone to what it was before, and then some.
She really she got screwed. I mean,
yeah, right.
$38 billion. She could have gotten more.
Yes, right.
If I were her lawyer, I would have taken him for at least.
Go back to court.
Yeah. At number 8, we have Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 7, let me see if I get the name right. Kayleigh McEnany. I got it right.
Oh,
and then Kellyanne Conway. Those two next to each other, you could trip over your tongue. She's at number 6, Kellyanne is. Kayleigh is at 7. At number 5, Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse, the Kenosha story.
Yep.
We have at number 4, Melania Trump and the Trump siblings, all tied at 4. Mike Pence is 3. Joe and Kamala are at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. What a crazy week.
Well, they're all kind of crazy. The business, number 1, this is not, I'm not taking issue with the fact that you have the postal service in there. But of all of the things that we are talking about, in my mind, this is a this is contrived, completely contrived. And I'm not sure which side of it appears to me that the unions who have a stranglehold on the Postal Service, the work rules are ridiculous, the number of hours these people have to work, the circumstances, the attitude. It's just that they have dug themselves a hole. The union, in my opinion, has dug themselves a hole, and now they are reaping the benefits of an outfit that's completely out of control. I don't know anything about this guy that went over there. A lot of people think, oh, well, Trump put him there because he's going to wreck the election. Now, where's the proof of that? You know, other than some of the sorting machines, I don't understand that either. But in terms of trying to whip up a controversy out of something, for years we've been talking about how inefficient the Postal Service is. Now, you could ask the question, why didn't Trump put somebody in there the first year instead of waiting until now to clean it up? Maybe that's a legitimate question. But to look at the U.S. Postal Service like it was some kind of shining light in the darkness is absurd. It is a horrible example of inefficiency, of government corruption, union corruption, and so to get them, to put them in the same category as, you know, some of the other things that the news media has made a big deal out of it because it becomes political. And so, you know, I don't know that with the other item that was number one, the defunding of the police, whether we have talked at all about it. I'd be really wonderfully interested in your take on the way this has been manipulated as well. Who among us wants to defund the police? Don't we all want to reorganize? And do people understand the difference, do you think, Michael?
I don't know. I think most people support the police. I think that I think even black people support the police. I think that it's been totally politicized. And I think that it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy that we...
Well, it's ridiculous to think you're going to...
It's a tragedy that we can't look at a situation like that and analyze it for what it is as opposed to talking about it in extreme terms.
Yeah.
Police good, police bad.
Yeah.
They're bad, get rid of them.
Well, well it's like the race relationship thing. That's gone too far, too.
Of course it has.
We just go from one side to the other. And, you know, if there's anything... And I'm talking too much here. I want to get you in the focus. I
don't care. I've actually went out for a muffin.
Is it blueberry muffin?
It's very good. I was hoping you'd continue to talk at least another 2 minutes while I swallow it.
Yeah, I can easily do that. You know, I can do this. I can go on and on. You know me. I can go on forever.
That's okay. You're interesting. Yes. And it's cool. Anyway, it doesn't matter how much you speak. It's the intelligence of what you say.
Well, thank you.
And no, I'm praising myself.
Exactly.
You got to watch out. You know, you got to watch out for those Harrison left-handed compliments.
I know it. Right, nothing wrong with that.
But all kidding aside, the extremes are dominating the conversation, and they're accelerating into fear. We are so. This is the year. The lost year of
fear. The year of fear.
This is the year of fear. Yep. And the fact of the matter is the race situation has accelerated to fear. The police thing is fear. The USPS is fear. The election is everything is fear. Both sides.
COVID, fear.
It's a year of fear. You know? And fear leads to hate. And hate leads to death. So we got to figure out how to reverse this without going in the opposite direction and being in denial. You can't be in denial. There are racial issues. There are problems with the United States Postal Service. There is a lot of political corruption. There are problems with the police departments. And both parties lie through their teeth. So we got to figure out a way to come to an intelligent solution. I don't know whether that can be done. I don't know if it's ever been able to be done. You know, as I get older and wiser, I become sadder.
You're getting older and wiser?
I hope so.
Wow.
I'm getting one or the other, at least. I'm certainly getting older.
Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way?
Why can't it be like the old days when things were great?
Yeah. Right. 1954 Bel Air Chevrolet, two-toned, turquoise and white.
Wow. Yeah. I would like a 1958 Chevy Impala convertible.
I had my first car... was a 1964 Chevy Supersport. Ooh. My aunt had it, and I bought it for $900 from her. It was a great car. It was a fabulous car. Bucket seats, ooh. Wow. Whew.
My first car was a Rambler.
Was it really?
Yeah, the one
a
with
Nash
the
Rambler?
It wasn't a Nash Rambler. It was a Rambler, and it was an old Rambler. Somehow I wound up getting it because it was cheap, and everybody made fun of me because it had the seats that went back, which everybody laughed at.
Oh, you right. go to the drive-in movie with your floating bedroom.
I never had the insurance.
You in a Rambler. Right. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You take care of your body with diet and exercise, right? So make sure you take care of your brain with diet and exercise as well. The dietary supplement I recommend is Prevagen. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life. Add it to your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory with a proven brain health supplement. It's called Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. It leads to a better brain and a better life.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the business about the economy, number six on a lot of people's minds because of jobs and that sort of thing, people that have their own businesses, can we make it? The fact that Lord and Taylor closed all of their stores this week, Michael. Mm-hmm. And if you walk through a mall, now I know you haven't been out much. There are a number of malls near you down there, a number of malls around where I am. I went into the Macy's, and it was a ghost town.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the store.
The malls were on their way out to begin with. Now this has just been a death blow. Totally.
Yeah. And so it makes Bezos worth $200 billion, and all the people that are ordering online.
Right.
And whether it's food, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. People, those Prime vans, do you see them down in Florida? They're all over the place here. All over the place.
Yeah.
The Prime delivery vans.
We're in a new era, no question, and we're not going back. Those malls will not come back.
They're doing other things with it. They're putting those big entertainment complexes and those exercise places the kids go. You know, those jump around places. That's going into a lot of malls around here. All right, we continue, Michael and Doug here, looking at the charts for the week of August 24th to the 28th on the Countdown Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So let's get back into it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher. Every week, he and his staff go through by listening to radio stations, talking to program people, hosts, et cetera, et cetera. Come up with this top 10 list, the stories and the people who are on it. Did you watch the convention at all? Either of the two conventions?
I watched both of them. I didn't watch all of them. I mean, who could take it?
So which was the better of the two from your perspective in terms of format, presentation, information? What did you think about
those? Well, I'm not going to get into information because I thought both were extremely full of hyperbole and nauseating American images. I hate pandering to patriotism.
Yeah.
I find that to be very shallow.
And, it is shallow. Yeah.
So that I wasn't thrilled with the messages of either convention. They were both extreme. As a matter of fact, they were so extreme that they were both similar. However, I found from a production standpoint, both were excellent. I think that they did a very good job in producing a really, really state-of-the-art infomercial. This was infomercial production at its best. So the broadcaster in me just looked at it that way. The citizen, the student of politics. Totally, absolutely horrifying.
Where are
horrifying.
We? I mean, where in the world are we that the two best supposed, these are the national campaigns, the national parties, and these are the best guys we can come up with? The best people, whether it's president or vice president? Those are the best people? Come on.
It's not even that they're bad people. It's that they choose a method of communicating and a way of approaching things that is extremely fake. It's just fake. And it, you know,
are people that shallow, though? Am I missing? Have we just developed into a bunch of people, a citizenry that just is so sophomoric and lightheaded that they
many of us are really dumb. Not that much people that would listen to a program like this or talk radio. Not everybody that listens to talk radio is a genius, but the medium in which we operate are among people that are active, alert, aware, caring, and whatever, compared to the rest of the country. But the culture has become shallow. I don't think people are shallow. I think people have feelings and people
focus on what's important in their lives. It may not be what you're interested in, but what they're interested in. But I find the culture in general, the consumer-oriented commercial culture that we live in, to be extremely shallow and one-dimensional, and really doesn't explore all the possibilities that exist within our lives, our consciousness, our awareness. I think we have to evolve a little bit more.
Well, but we're told we've evolved. Humanity has evolved tremendously. Look at all of the technology. Look at all of the economy. Look at all of the things people would point to you, the beauty of the planet and people traveling and being able to get from one place to another. All of that stuff surely shows that we are way ahead of any other civilization that's here. So why are 14% of the people in our country going to bed hungry tonight? Mm-hmm. Why is there, where's the leadership, where's the conversation about that? The farmer in me looks around and people are buying all of this food from farmers this year for the first time in years, and the farmers are doing great, but the growing season's coming to an end. And they sold everything that they've made, so there's not going to be any food this winter. People don't realize that we're going to have a real shortage of food in our country. And where's the leadership? Where's the talk? Where's the action on fixing that problem?
Hmm. Well, that's this winter. We don't have to worry about that until the winter, right?
Well, no. 14% of the people in our country. I know you are. But last night, 14% of the people of all ages went to bed on an empty stomach in America. Hmm. That's a travesty. All right. Well, we'll deal with it. We have
maybe
lots
we'll
more
solve,
to do
maybe
with.
We'll sure. Maybe we'll feed everybody in the next
in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden is weak.
President Trump taking direct aim last night at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
The president there accepting his party's nomination from the South Lawn of the White House. A civil rights march in Washington, D.C. today is expected to draw tens of thousands of people on this 57th anniversary of the March on Washington when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. The event will take place on the steps in front of the Lincoln Memorial, just as it did in 1963. Tropical Storm Laura still spreading devastation across Louisiana and now in Tennessee as well. Six people have died from the storm. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
COVID-19 changing lives in some unexpected ways, and that includes the lives of children, especially as they begin to return to classrooms in many cases, and John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental level.
The head of the CDC is backtracking on his recent change to the COVID-19 testing guidelines, as Director Robert Redfield now says anyone who's been in contact with a confirmed or probable COVID-19 patient should get tested. A few days ago, he had said only people who showed symptoms of the virus had to be tested. And one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo has passed away. Joe Ruby's family saying the cartoonist died of natural causes at his Los Angeles home on Wednesday. He and his animation partner Ken Spears created the cartoon Scooby-Doo in 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
And it is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Doug is working his way back to you, babe, while I'm sitting here on the mic. And what we do is we count down the 10 most talked about stories of the week on news talk stations, just like the one you're listening to now, and the 10 most talked about people. It's been a crazy week. We have the Republican National Convention has just finished up. Last week it was the Democratic National Convention. If you're just joining us, Doug and I were talking about how the main product, the main tool, the main weapon, if you will, that both parties have employed is the concept of fear. If you listen to the Democrats, there's the fear that the president's lying and authoritarian tendencies and perversion of the Constitution threaten to completely unravel whatever's left of our American democracy, that if you do not elect Joe Biden, we are not going to have a democracy any longer after 4 more years of Trump. Listen to the Republicans. The fear is that if you do not elect Trump and you elect Biden, the country will be run by unruly, radical Marxists and left-wing mobs hell-bent on tearing down, burning down our cities, and totally destroying our American way of life. Both present absolutely different. Both present absolutely different pictures of reality. And Doug is rejoining us, and I was just talking to Doug about how both parties have packaged fear and such a 180-degree different view of what Americans should be afraid of that it's kind of
in collaboration and concert with the news media.
No question about it.
Yep.
Nope.
So let's take that point of view to the number, this fits into a couple of different categories. But number two this week is a focus on race relations and urban violence. The Kenosha, Wisconsin business, the aftermath of that, the sports figures who didn't want to play, they were protesting. I thought that was an interesting anecdotal side of this. But the picture of this 17-year-old snot-nosed kid walking down the main street in Kenosha with his gun, and basically, you know, he shoots this guy in the stomach, and here's, it's like the gunfight at the OK Corral, watching this kid. Where did he get the gun? Where is his parents? He doesn't have a father. I mean, think about this kid, there's this whole culture of kids this age, Michael, who are fanatics about guns and the police
They're very impressionable. They grew up with video games, which do desensitize children. I'm convinced of it. Although I'm not against violent video games. I'm against the unfettered use of them.
I don't see a purpose. Other than to create mayhem in people's minds, these young, impressionable kids. There's way too much video stuff. You can see the anti-socialism both on the part of men and women, young men and women. They just don't have conversational technique. They don't have the ability to discuss things. Everything is about the damn device. They walk around like zombies. You know, I don't think I'm some old guy who doesn't get it. I just think that the practical side of this leads us to no place good.
Yeah, well, I mean, many societies have gone to no place good. That's the history of the world, so there's nothing saying that ours can't do that as well. You know, intelligence, education, hard work, values, principles are things that have to be generated constantly. They're not just a given. That's why I complained earlier about both conventions being steeped in patriotic symbolism. Because symbolism ain't the real thing.
No.
You know?
But are we falsely brought into it? Are we that simplistic that we, for the most part, are influenced by that stuff?
It plays to our emotions, yeah. We are influenced by glory. We are influenced by symbols and demonstrations and the idea that we are part of something larger than ourselves. That's what the whole thing about big buildings and statues and flags and songs and marching and uniforms and, you know, all of that stuff, Mount Rushmore, those were four guys.
Yeah.
You know, right. Four guys.
Yeah, we worship them as if they were gods.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. This is something
worship.
We have to come
and
to
religion. Then the parties have become religions. Democrats.
Yeah.
I believe in democracy. No, I believe in the Democratic Party. I believe in the Republican Party. It's like going to church.
It's very much so that. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. It really
this is. So we have to really examine human nature and come to grips with the pitfalls. You know, we have an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. I think it was Abraham Lincoln who referred to something about trying to rise to or listen to our higher angels. We do have within
us. Our higher selves, yes.
Yeah, right. We have that within us, but we also have, each and every one of us has a dark side. Mm-hmm. And this is the paradox, the conundrum, you know, all those kinds of words of human nature. Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to those, you know, divergent qualities that are in every human being.
Do you want to spend some time on the couch with me and talking to me about your darker side?
I have a very dark side.
We'll explore that later.
Coming up next week, we'll talk about it.
Right. So number seven this week is the story of the hurricane. Laura has thrashed the Mississippi Delta, Louisiana, the right-hand coast, if you will, Gulf Coast of Texas, moving up into the central part of our country. This, along with a blow from that, whatever that's, the weird storm we talked about last week that went through Iowa and Nebraska, some of the food belt. It begins with a D. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I forgot the word. But it's a new storm, a new type of storm.
Right. So,
very destructive.
Millions of acres of corn and soybeans and food produce have been destroyed. The water from this storm is going to duplicate or triplicate, if that's such a word, the problem. I was just talking last half hour of the program about how 14% of the population is going to bed hungry, and the problems that all the food is being grown this year on the farms is being eaten now, not, you know, canned or put off. So this thing is going to not only devastate the food supply, but the cost of food, it went way up when the beginning of the COVID thing started. Now it's started to go down a little bit, except for the cost of hot dogs, which is still going up. But with this thing, with this mess, oh, man, you have no idea what food's going to cost.
So you really are, your expertise as a farmer and your insights into the food chain, you really are warning us, telling
us. This is a dangerous, this year, we get into the winter months, is a dangerous time for us. Food supplies have already been challenged. They have been weakened. Where are we going to go? Who are we going to depend on? Everybody used to depend on us. Now we can't even grow enough food to depend on ourselves. So where's the food going to come from? You know, we've been talking about how this is the year of fear. And I don't want to install in people's minds the fear, but there have been, you and I have talked about this on the air as well, the astrological curve that is this year and how it hasn't been, the stars haven't been in the same place since the revolution in our country and all the things that have come to bear. We had COVID, we have the race riots, we have the election. I think this is going to be a foursome, and the fear is going to be around food. The shortage of food will cause riots, disruption, anger. People are going to start asking. They better hope it doesn't come before the election, because if there's a problem before the election, neither of these guys have a solution. They don't. Trump hasn't got a clue about agriculture, and Biden doesn't have anybody around him either. Look at the people that are around him. They're from the coasts. Biden's from the East Coast. Harris from the West Coast. Who's from the middle of the country? Where the food's grown.
Well, one good thing about it is it will cure the problem of obesity.
Yeah, that may be true. And they may be over a population, too. Maybe we'll be picking people up on carts on the side of the road like they do in North Korea.
So what should people do? Should people hoard? Are you saying that we should
learn. I think people, well, if you want to eat tuna fish, that's not too good for you either because of the mercury.
Oh, God.
So you can find a problem with almost anything these days. We have created and allowed to be created a situation in this country where the food, what we're growing, what is available, is not healthy. We really have. For the main, you know, for people who want to buy food that's popularly priced, they go to the dollar store now and buy something in a can. You don't know where that stuff came from. You don't. And so what do? If you can get a hold of some fresh food, maybe you can somehow figure out how to freeze it. But most people have lost that skill, too. It's gone, you know, gone away
I've heard, Doug, that there's a movement in small towns and in suburbs and places where you can do it, of people having backyard chickens, that are people buying chickens.
Oh, everybody's got chickens. Oh, yeah. Chickens are everywhere. If you go into the Tractor Supply, Tractor Supply is one of the big national chains where people can go to get agricultural supplies. I was in one last night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest thing, people come in that don't know anything about farms, and they buy a dozen chickens. They buy these little hatchers, little chicks.
Right.
And they raise them for 3 or 4 months, and then they eat them.
Well,
they
I hear that they have the eggs, that they're not eating the chickens, that they're supplying themselves with eggs, and they have so many eggs from the backyard chickens, they're even giving them or selling them to their neighbors.
I have free-range chickens on my farm, and we have every day the chickens probably produce 4 or 5 dozen eggs. We have, I've forgotten how many we have, about 40 chickens, I think.
Yeah, so this is a trend.
By 10 o'clock in the morning, they're gone. Doggone. The people come in, grab them, gone.
Oh, I see. But, yeah. And the zoning laws allow for chickens. If you're in a place where you could have a dog or a cat, you can also have a chicken.
Have a chicken.
Right. So people have chickens, in their backyards. They actually have pet chickens. This is a movement. And the funny thing about chickens is when you get to know them, you're never going to eat them because they're very intelligent.
They
have personalities.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I get them all over the farm doing a lot of noise. Conversation with Michael Medved and Michael Harrison. I want to talk about that in a moment. This program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way. Lose the weight and keep it off. Check it out. Toploss.com is the website. See how this program can be so right for you. The web address, toploss.com. When you check out after you decide you want to use this program to lose weight because it's all natural, use the code DJV to get free shipping and the best deal. That's Calitrin, the number one in the world. This is, and that's a strong statement, number one in the world for natural weight loss, safe weight loss. Find out more about it. Get yourself on the program at toploss.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's spend a few minutes talking about this conversation you have, the Michael Harrison interview this week with Michael Medved, who's always been one of my favorites. Tell me what you learned from talking to him and what's...
Michael Medved is a very, very bright, cultural, eclectic individual. It's at NH.
The movie reviewer, right?
He's the movie reviewer. He's a conservative who's anti-Trump. Yeah. Which is very, and that's what cost him his job with Salem. He's now working with Bonneville. He's on KTTH in Seattle, and he's syndicated by the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. So he's doing fine, and we talk about history of politics. We talk about the present situation, the post office, the race issue, and we talk a bit about movies and theaters and entertainment. It's really a great conversation, and he tells some really cool stories.
He went to school with Bill and Hillary.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that story. Well, I guess I can hear it if I listen to the interview, right?
Yeah, I'm very proud of this one. It's very, very good. MHinterview.com.
He's two good radio guys having a good conversation. It's always fun. MHinterview.com. You'll also find it at talkers.com, where you can find the list, the top stories and people of the week every week listed at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Till the corona bug took all the touching away. Nobody knew.
All right, I have to come in here and set this up. This is one of the most fun songs that you're going to hear for a long, long time from, I'm going to say, the old rock group Gun Hill Road. Mm. If you look at the guys that are in Gun Hill Road these days, you'll probably agree.
I'm the best-looking member.
Yes, you are. Michael Harrison is here. So we have a special sort of, this is a countdown extra in a manner of speaking. I wanted to highlight this new version of an old song, Back When My Hair Was Short, was the original song from Gun Hill Road. Now they've changed the lyrics to Back When We Used to Hug. And Michael Harrison, yes, the same Michael Harrison who's on the countdown, and the same Michael Harrison who does the interviews, and the same Michael Harrison who runs Talkers Magazine, is a member yep. of Gun Hill Road. How did that come about?
Well, I was the DJ that championed them back in the early 70s when I was in the morning at WNEW-FM, and they were a local New York band. And I've been friends with them all the years, and then they got back together 7 years ago with Every 40 Years, a double album, and I got involved with that, and I suddenly, you know, I'm kind of musical. I wound up joining the group, and now we have a new album coming out. I wrote a song, and I'm the lead singer-talker. I sort of do a talky, singy thing about animal welfare, which I'm into, and that'll be coming out in a couple of months. But it's called I Think You Are Real. And
What's some of the lyric? What's the lyrical content?
It's basically the idea that that I respect the subject whom I'm talking to, that they are real, that they're not just an object.
You mean animals?
animals.
Yeah. Like with me and
although
cows
we never say animals. We never say animals in it, so it could be taken in many ways. But no, I believe cows and dogs and cats are real.
They are.
They're like we are. They're people. Yeah. You know? Yeah. They're sentient beings. They're real.
They have feelings.
Yeah,
they have communication with each other.
Yeah. So it's a very inspirational kind of spiritual song, and it sounds almost religious in nature, but, you know, we'll talk about that when it comes out. It's still in the final mix. But back when we used to hug was written by Glenn Leopold, an original member of Gun Hill Road, and it's his lyrics that were back when when my hair was short. And he did it on a lark, and we recorded it, and we have a video.
You know, when I first heard this, you told me to listen to it. I spent the rest of the day humming, and that's what's going to happen. When people hear, we're going to try to play most of it here for you in a moment, but you will now spend the rest of this day you'll be humming, or you'll be trying to find a lyric line for this song, or you'll find a copy of it so you can listen to it. Where is it available?
YouTube. YouTube, free. Go to YouTube, Gun Hill, one word, Gun Hill Road, back when we used to hug. And you'll
Why can't you make money at it, though? Why would you give it away?
There's no way to make money in a thing like that. There are no hit records anymore. Come on. What are we going to go on the road?
Remember that song, What Does It Take to Make a Hit Record? Yeah, you guys should go on the road. I'd be your announcer. I'll go on the road with you. We'll do USO tours.
We're doing it for fun. We're doing it for fun and for the art of it. Honestly, it's very... Unless you're prepared to really be an industry... You can't make money in the music business anymore.
Like the radio business.
Well, it's sad.
It is sad. All right, let's listen. This is Michael Harrison, newest member of Gun Hill Road. Yes, the same rock group from the 70s when they produced hits like Back When My Hair Was Short. This is a new song. It's the musical line that's the same. The lyrical content's different. Back When We Used to Hug, very appropriate for right now, Gun Hill Road.
Back when we used to hug, till the corona bug took all the touching away. Nobody knew a thing about social distancing. Now we stay home and just pray,
and just pray, and just pray.
So now we changed our ways, sheltering night and day, going out weekly for food, walking to lighten the mood, trying to not come unglued, and wondering
I'll repeat what I just said. You'll spend the day humming this to yourself and wanting to hear and learn what the lyric line is all about. Gun Hill Road. What I was thinking as this was playing and going through the whole thing, our newest affiliate on the Top Radio Countdown show is KHOB in Hobbs, New Mexico. I'm wondering what people listening to are thinking to themselves. What is this show? Well, that's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits in talk radio. You can also get it, by the way, on demand. You can get...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.